our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I like to think of Pentecost as the Thanksgiving Day of the Bible. Now, I know a lot of pastors and theologians of the church in ages past and present considered Pentecost to be the birthday of the church. And that's true and good, but that comparison has several problems. Birthdays focus our attention on a person, the one celebrating the anniversary of his or her birth. If Pentecost is the church's birthday, then our attention should be on the church today. But our text, the Gospel from St. John, doesn't focus us on the church as much as it does on the church's helper, the Spirit of Truth, who was poured out on Jesus' disciples on the day of Pentecost. There was also no cutting of the church's umbilical cord on Pentecost either. If anything, they were more connected to God and closer to Him, just as they were close to Jesus before He ascended up into heaven. So I think of Pentecost instead as Thanksgiving Day of sorts, rather than a birthday. Now, by this comparison, I don't mean that the purpose of today is to thank God for all of His gifts in creation, or to thank God for His salvation, His Son, or even to thank God for the Holy Spirit, our sanctification. All those things are good to thank God for. In fact, forget thanking altogether for a minute, and think instead about the food. It all comes down to food anyway, doesn't it? You eat food every day, but on Thanksgiving Day, you get a lot of food. An extra big helping of, well, just about everything that the cook has made. So much food that if you start to talk at the table with your mouth full, nobody can understand you. It's what we call in Pentecost the speaking in tongues. Or once maybe your Uncle Fred, he falls asleep at the table and his head is lying too close to one of those candles and his hair starts on fire. And that's the tongues of fire above the heads of the disciples on Pentecost Day. All kidding aside, my real point is this. Just as we who eat every day, except on Thanksgiving, we get an extra big helping, so also think of Pentecost this way. God's people have had the Spirit of God every day from the very beginning. Pentecost wasn't the birthday of the Holy Spirit. It wasn't His first appearance on the earth. The world, in fact, has known the Spirit since the very beginning of time, when the Spirit hovered over the face of the waters at creation, Genesis 1, verse 2. And then time and time again, the Holy Spirit was poured out on the holy prophets in the Old Testament, and for a particular purpose of proclaiming God's word and doing divine acts in God's name, such as healing someone or parting the Red Sea. The world and God's people have known the Spirit before, but on Pentecost, our fathers in the faith received a Thanksgiving Day portion of the Holy Spirit because Jesus' life and His ministry was complete. He had ascended into heaven. The disciples of Jesus experienced the Holy Spirit being poured out abundantly upon them in a way that has never been before and probably never will be again until the last day. They received a helpful portion of the Holy Spirit, the helper, what our text calls the helper. And all this had a great purpose. The purpose of Pentecost was to inaugurate the disciples as the apostolic church, the ones who would go out into the world, to the very ends of the world, with the Spirit and the power of God to preach the cross of Jesus Christ and to preach His resurrection from the dead as the true and only source for forgiveness of sins from God our Father above. With the Spirit as their helper, they would, as Christ had already, powerfully preach in the Spirit a message of repentance such as this. Hear me today, all you who have sinned against God, and in your conscience have guilt and shame pent up, sin of each and every kind. some of which is deplorable to think about or even speak of. Know this today. No sin can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, who is our Savior, our brother, and our friend. Jesus' blood atoned for all of our sins, and all the sins of our fathers, and all the sins of our brothers and sisters, and all the sins of our children and of our children's children. God made peace by the blood of his cross. And we who die will not die eternally, but we will go and be with him where he is, in the heavenly places, in the presence of the triune God. A judgment is coming on this world for all sin. But today, the Pentecost message, as heard from St. Peter in Acts chapter 2, is repent, believe, and you will be saved. The Spirit of God is making known this message in the apostles of old and in the pastors of today and in the people of God, young and old, male and female. It is the purpose for which Jesus sent the Spirit to the church. We are the church, and we have received and are being renewed in the Holy Spirit each and every day, ever since our baptism, our Pentecost day, when a Thanksgiving Day portion of the Holy Spirit was poured out upon us, and God worked his forgiveness in us eternally. Birthdays focus us on a person. Today is not the Holy Spirit's birthday, but he is a person whose life and existence among us can be celebrated at Pentecost. He is not the receiver of gifts, but the giver. Today, we do not celebrate the Spirit's birth, for the Spirit of God is eternal. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the end. Today, however, we do celebrate when our Lord Jesus sent the Spirit, the Helper, abundantly upon the church to display the awesome power of God to help the apostles as they went to teach of Jesus' life, the gospel, and to bring in the lost to the kingdom and to strengthen the whole household of faith that they may be one and believe in a merciful God who is merciful to each and every one of us, that we may be merciful to one another. Before Jesus went up into heaven, he told the disciples to wait for the Spirit. The lessons of having them wait before going out as the church is that we can do nothing without the Spirit of God. But when we have the Helper, the Holy Spirit, then God is truly working his love and is calling together and adding to the kingdom of God new believers who will confess and praise his holy name. The great result of having a Thanksgiving Day portion of the Holy Spirit poured out upon us at Pentecost is that many were added to the kingdom. Men from every tribe and nation and region in Jerusalem who had received the Word of God, they were baptized. About 3,000 souls on Pentecost Day. And for this we don't envy, but we thank God. In our day, we thank God for the many thousands and thousands of souls who have believed, because Jesus sent the Holy Spirit out in such abundance, an abundance that has not yet run dry. May many thousands more be saved to God's glory today. And may we be bold to speak of Jesus' life in the Spirit to the nations in our community. And may we on Pentecost not only be thankful, but faithful, in trusting that not in our own efforts, but in the work of the Holy Spirit, to call all the nations of every tribe and tongue to enlighten and to sanctify them in the truth unto life everlasting. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.